Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to True Vision Christian Community. Right now, you see we are live at the Hub today, a happy and blessed Palm Sunday. My name is Bishop Castle McGreen, and I am honored and privileged to serve as the lead pastor of TVCC. And today is going to be relatively short. I know we are in preparations right now for next Sunday, Easter Sunday, where we will be hosting an in-person worship gathering. We had initially planned on doing it outside at the bandstand, which is literally 250 feet away from where I'm sitting right now. However, the weather is calling for rain. It's been calling for rain all week. We've been watching and monitoring it. So we are currently looking for an inside interior place for us to do service. We'll be doing it alongside Firehouse Church and City of Life Ministries. So as soon as we know the location, we will announce it. But please mark your calendars for next Sunday in person and online at 10 a.m. Again, next Sunday in person and online at 10 a.m. We'll be gathering together to worship and glorify and magnify the name of Jesus. Also, we'll be releasing more details about our official big gathering back together because we want to make sure that we have everything right for you. So we don't want to just be like, oh, we're just going to get together, then things jump off and drop off. We want to make sure that we do this right. So we'll be releasing that information fairly soon. All right, so before I jump into work, I'm going to talk about our giving. All right, we have several methods for you to be able to support the continuous work of this church. You can support via Cash App, $TBCC Lancaster, PayPal at giving@truevisionlancaster.org. You can give via cash or check or money order to by mail at 117 West Main Street, Suite 110E, Lancaster, Ohio 43130. You can also give via Givelify by searching True Vision Christian Community, or you can text any dollar amount to 84321. Again, text any dollar amount to 84321. There's some you do it. It'll ask you what church you want to be connected to. Search us, and you'll be connected and be able to give in that manner. So I'm just believing God that this is a year, even though this is a year of restart, this is also a year of increase and overflow for us as a ministry. So with that, let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the ability to gather together across the four corners of the earth using technology, using the internet. Lord God, I just pray that everything works today. Lord God, I pray that this word as being spoken be heard with clarity, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray that you speak to me as you speak through me, Lord God. And I pray you speak to every voice under the sound of my voice, be it in their living rooms, in the car, wherever they go. And Lord, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today is going to be relatively quick. I was really praying about... where do we go? How's it, like, you know, Palm Sunday, people tend to focus on the triumphant entry and those events. And, but as I was getting ready today, God was like, talk about Passover. Why am I talking about Passover today? Because if you go, remember the series I preached in 2021 about during Christmas, and we kind of broke everything down. We talked about how Jesus was born during the Feast of Tabernacles. So he wasn't born December 25th, y'all. I'm sorry. I know some minds were blown with that. But Jesus was actually born. Jesus was actually born in the middle of between the middle of August and the middle of September. But I said this during that message. The one thing that the calendar got right was when Passover hit. So Passover and Easter or Resurrection Sunday tends to fall the first moon after the spring. And if you look at the calendar, it literally falls at the exact same time every year, and they usually align. So, if you look at the narrative of Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection, it was during the time of Passover. So the triumphant entry, you know, Jesus coming in on a donkey, everybody's going Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. That was day one. And every night they did the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we now know as communion. So now God's calling us to kind of jump back and really, hi, Sister Bonnie. Hey, how you doing? We'll be praying for you. So we're going to jump back to Exodus a little bit. Back to Exodus. If you got your Bible, as I always say, if you got your Bible, your Fible, or your Tible, join me in your word. We're going to go to Exodus 12. Now we're going to bounce. Exodus 12, 1 through 7, 12 through 13, and 21 through 23. 1 through 7, 12 through 13, 21 through 23. I'm going to say it one more time. Exodus 12, 1 through 7, 12 through 13, and then 21 through 23. You're like, Bishop, you're doing a lot of skipping today. But let me give you some context on where we are in the scripture. We are currently towards the climax or the turning point. Actually, this is the turning point of the Exodus narrative. So we had all the plagues hit, and we're hitting the very last plague before they get there free. So, and this is actually the establishment of the tradition of Passover. So let's go ahead and read this word. Reading the word, I'm reading from the Christian Standard, and it says this: The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month is to be the beginning of the month of months for you. It is the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, they must each select an animal of the flock according to their father's families, one animal per family. If the household is too small for a whole animal, that person and the neighbor nearest his house are to select one based on the combined number of people. You shall apportion an animal according to what each will eat. You must have an unblemished animal, a year-old male. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You are to keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel will slaughter the animals at twilight. They must take some blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where they eat them. Verse 12, I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and strike every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both people and animals. I am the Lord. I will execute judgment against the gods of Egypt. The blood on the houses where you are staying will be a distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Egypt, we're on verse 21 now, and said to them, Go, select an animal from the flock according to your families, and slaughter the Passover animal. Take a cluster of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and brush the lintel and the two doorposts with some of the blood in the basin. None of you may go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord passes through to strike Egypt and sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, he will pass over the door and not let the destroyer enter your houses to strike you. That's intense. That's intense. Let me tell you. So, the signal for the angel of death to pass over was blood spread onto the doorpost. An unblemished lamb had to die. This is not familiar to you. An unblemished lamb had to die, so that those who are under the covering of God could live. Bishop, where are you going with this? This sounds very, very analogous. It parallels the narrative of Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus, sinless, the unblemished lamb, because the world was filled with sin yet again. The last time God kind of had to deal with this at this level, we had Noah's Ark. But God was like, okay, I need to send someone, something down there to be the bridge, to be the hope of salvation, to do what the priest refused to do. So he sent Jesus, the unblemished lamb, the sinless lamb. That's why, to be the literal embodiment, the sacrifice of sin. So that those who might have a relationship with God may have eternal life. That's deep. That's That is so deep when you really think about it, because we don't, because a lot of people don't talk about the parallel. Like, in all this, Jesus, again, Jesus' crucifixion was happening during Passover. The blood of the Lamb in the Old Testament caused death to Passover, but the blood of the Lamb in the New Testament caused death to not have, no, too long longer have hold of the human soul. Jesus's death, if you look at the crucifixion narratives after Jesus died, the priests began, the dead prophets came out of their tombs and began to appear. We talk about, but in that gap between Jesus's death and his resurrection, Jesus went down to hell, got the keys to life and death, and came up and then rose again with those keys in hand. It's deep. Jesus, the parallels, because remember, we talked about this last week, that Jesus' death was designed to fulfill Mosaic law. So we have, so we so it's a beautiful bookend from the original Passover to the Passover where Jesus died. And then he rose. That's why it was so quick. They were so quick to take the bodies down. To take the bodies down who were being crucified, because nothing dead could be up, nothing dead could be present after sunset. Because you have to remember that the Jewish day goes from sunset to sunrise. Nothing dead could be present, nothing dead could be up. And that's interesting, because crucifixion was not just a move to kill the persecutor, the person persecuted, to kill the person who made the punishment. But it was also a way of psychological control, because they would leave the they would sometimes leave the bodies up to rot as a visual representation of whatever they did. Don't do that. But even though they were under Roman control, they still have to follow Jewish custom. It was a holy week. Nothing dead, nothing unclean, nothing unholy could be up. Jesus' death was designed to save us from, give us protection, gives to save us from the plague of sin, from the plague of death. But the Bible said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So there had to be a sacrifice to balance out the sin, the death. There had to be a sacrifice to give people access to God. There had to be something. There had to be something to atone. Remember, we've talked about this. The word atone, at one meant to be a state of unity to God, for there to be an atonement, a repayment for sin. And it had to be Jesus. It had to be. John 3:16, we know the scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. This body, this flesh bag, this vessel may fail, but my spirit, which is the essence of who I am, my spirit, my soul, shall live eternally in with the Father, because I have been marked with blood, the blood of the sacrificial lamb, the blood of Jesus. We got one more scripture. I told y'all this is gonna be quick today. Revelation 5, 8 through 14. When he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp and golden bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slaughtered, and you purchased people for God by your blood from every tribe and language and people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard a voice of many angels around the throne, and also of the living creatures and of the elders. The number was countless thousands plus thousands of thousands, and they said with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, on the sea, and everything in them say, blessing and honor and glory and power be to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Let's go back a little bit. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slaughtered and you purchased people for God by your blood from every tribe and language of and every people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is Jesus. Worthy Jesus, the one. Remember, you can't get to the Father but by him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the gateway. He is the doorway. Whose blood was spilled out so we might have eternal life. Here's the reality of the situation. There can be no salvation without his sacrifice. There could be no salvation without his body beaten and broken. There could be no salvation without having to drag a heavy cross. They didn't just give him a beam, they gave him the whole shebang, dragging a heavy cross up that hill. There could be no salvation without the nails being pierced in his hands and his feet. There could be no salvation without having to lift his body up to breathe because of how he was being hung. There could be no salvation without him, for the first time in his life, being the embodiment of sin on that cross. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you turned away from me? Because he carried the sin of the world on his shoulders, just like the lamb, just like any lamb, any goat, any sacrifice did. There could be no salvation without him bowing his head and dying. His death was the answer to the Hosanna that the people were crying out, Hosanna, save now. Just like the people, just like the Hebrews in Egypt, they were in bondage, they were enslaved. They weren't enslaved by people, they were enslaved by their sin. They were enslaved by their pain. And even many of us who before we knew the fullness of God, that we were enslaved with sin. We were enslaved with sin, but when we said yes to Jesus, the blood of the Lamb was poured over us. So death had no choice but to pass over you. Sin has no choice but to pass over you. Well, you know, we sin all the time. The devil tempts, we make the choice. Say it again. The devil is the tempter, but we make the choice to fall. But the choice is hard to make when you remember that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. That the blood of the Lamb covers the lintel and the doorposts. So I encourage you to look at this day differently. Not just at the fact that, oh, it's Palm Sunday, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. No. I need you to look at this understanding the bookend. That death must pass over you. Jesus' death brought eternal life. The death of those lambs saved them from a death that did not belong to them. My God, saved them from death that did not belong to them, so they may walk in freedom. Jesus' death saved them from saved us from eternal death, so that we may walk in the freedom of salvation and live in eternal life. And that's the word. Death must pass over. Death must pass over. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray right now for those under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, be it in this present moment or be it on later online or on the podcast, Lord. I just pray right now that you minister and speak to the heart of the listener. Lord God, in this moment, let them know that that you are a God who loves them, that you love them enough, that you sent Jesus down on this earth, and Jesus willingly made the choice to be the lamb that was slain. The Lamb of God, the perfect, unblemished sacrifice. Lord God, I pray right now for those under the sound of my voice, that if they don't know Jesus, that they get to know him today, that he has protected them from a life of eternal death, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and none can come to the Father but by him. So, God, I pray right now as we go through this holy week, Lord God, that we remember that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that blood is a signal to the enemy, is a signal to anything that is not of God that it must pass over. And, Lord God, I pray we don't open the doors to sin, that we don't let the devil tempt us into sinning and falling away from you, Lord God, that we just say, nope, the doorpost is covered, you can't come in, that it must pass over, I can't come out of this place, I cannot come out of the covering of the Most High God, because I have been covered by the blood, and you must pass over. And God, we just give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Once again, next week, we are gathering in person or online at 10 o'clock. Be on the lookout for the location. We are praying, believing God, that we will know where we're going in the next 24 to 48 hours. So be on the lookout for that. Also, I do have some news to share. We have decided to go on hiatus from our radio program, our local radio program, to help us kind of continue rebuilding our finances. There are some things that are coming down for us soon, to where we need all hands on deck, every resource that we have on deck to be able to do what we're called to do. However, it is a hiatus, not a cancellation. That means I'm praying and believing that we will be back on the air in September. So we will keep you posted on that. Other than that, again, if you'd like to support the work of this church, you can do so by using one of our giving methods. $TVCCLancaster is our cash tag using Cash App. You can give via PayPal at giving@truevisionlancaster.org, or you can also give by mail, 117 West Main Street, Suite 110E, Lancaster, Ohio, 43130. Again, give a five, search True Vision Christian Community. You can text any dollar amount to 84321. And again, we challenge you with this scripture. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7 says this: remember this, the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the person who sows generously will also reap generously. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or out of necessity, for God loves a what? A cheerful giver. You can also, if you're like, okay, I don't remember any of that, you can also give on our website, truevisionlancaster.org, and hopefully y'all have been able to check out our new website. I'm a fan, personally. So I'm excited that we're making some strides and moving forward in the faith and forward in what God has called for us to do. Again, please, we solicit your prayers during this time of transition. We ask that you pray for us, that God continues to give us direction on where we're going to go next. Again, listen. We are believing in faith that we are entering into a season of growth, as God has called for us to change the culture, so that way in the end He will be glorified. So with that, my friends, God bless you. God keep you. Go in peace, knowing that you're loved.